This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City Chiefs Pro Bowl cornerback Marcus Peters is a paradox. He's a lightning rod for attention because of his refusal to stand for the national anthem and for his in-game emotional outbursts, but Peters also seems to reject a lot of attention as well. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
Around a year ago, outside Ruskin High School, then assistant principal Torrance Allen kept an eye out for Marcus Peters, who didn't want anyone to know he was coming to the Golden Eagles football game that night.
I'm looking for a fancy vehicle or some sort, something that would scream Chiefs players here. And lo and behold, it wasn't what I thought. He kind of slipped in under the radar in a pretty beat up used car.
His low-key approach contradicts the Marcus Peters who once told his high school assistant principal he'd like to be a TV commentator after his football career. In front of a microphone lately, he's often evasive and not shy about firing off expletives, even after a good play like the key fumble he forced in the win against Washington.
That made my game go from hella weak to weak. You feel me? So I ain't hella weak. I'm just weak this week. Next week, I'll get back on my shit, though. So, yeah.
Come on, baby. Leave it on the field. Leave it on the field.
Before Ruskin took the field that night, Peters addressed the team. A year later, Ruskin senior Shakespeare Williams remembers the message.
He just basically was saying like he came from this kind of environment and like you just got to keep working hard. Like we're Matt, like don't always dwell on everything. You just got to keep working hard and stay positive as much as you can.
Peters grew up in Oakland, California, and graduated from McClyman's High, a school with a long history in social activism. Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali once spoke at the same function at McClyman's, with Black Panther's co-founder Huey P. Newton in the crowd. Cleveland McKinney is the assistant principal at McClyman's.
Starting with with the Black Panthers, and you know just that whole legacy and the history that's behind that here. It's still entrenched here.
The Panther lineage runs through Marcus Peters' family. His uncle, David Hilliard, was the Black Panthers' chief of staff. Michael Peters is Marcus's father and the football coach at McClyman's. He says some of that family history has rubbed off on his son.
Marcus got family on his mom's side that was Panthers. So he actually seen a lot of that. And so, I mean, that's what's instilled in all of us around here. I mean, we want the best for everybody. And everybody to be treated fairly.
McKinney's second floor office overlooks an open area where I'm standing called the Plaza of Peace. On one of the school walls facing this area is a mural displayed with painted messages such as power to the people and anti-violence in a melange of colors. McKinney says Peters follows the school tradition of activism.
He is a proactive thinker, right? His passion for things, and you know, whenever you're passionate about some things, sometimes people can take that the wrong way. But his intent is really good.
The most dazzling contribution by Marcus Peters is a free carnival in the spring with the theme, It Takes a Village. From his office, McKinney points out the layout.
If you can envision, so that's the cafeteria right there, over here. Mm-hmm. In front of that was multiple food vendors, and it was all free. Hamburgers, hot dogs, onion rings, slushies, icies.
The carnival, which cost $50,000 each year to produce, has exploded in popularity, though publicity has been by only word of mouth and social media. Around 5,000 people show up in the compact plaza area from 10 in the morning until 9 at night. How fun did it get? Imagine Marcus Peters himself, the trash-talking NFL corner, sitting in a dunk tank.
He did. He did sit in the dunk tank. He absolutely did sit in the dunk tank. I saw him get dunked a couple of times.
So when the Chiefs played in Oakland last week, there were fans of Peters who wore his red number 22 jersey among the crowd dominated by silver and black. But Peters had some rough moments.
Personal foul, late hit, unnecessary roughness, number 22, defense.
The Chiefs lost a heartbreaker, and Peters quickly ducked out of the locker room. Back in South Kansas City at Ruskin, Torrance Allen has heard all the stories about Peters, but after talking to Peters that night on the high school football field, Allen reached this conclusion.
We live in a world that's very strong of opinion, but I think you always need to kind of read the book rather than just judge it by the cover.
Allen hopes that more people do that with Marcus Peters, even if Peters prefers that certain chapters remain unread. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.